of Daniel tonight. Turn to the book of Daniel, and we'll be reading from chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse number 8. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face towards the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. May the Lord bless us. Will you stretch your hands towards heaven and ask God to touch us tonight? Father, we stand before you. We don't have any strength or ability of our own. We ask you to touch us, help us, and anoint us. Touch the hearts of lives of men and women tonight. May the gospel of Jesus Christ, by the grace of God, accomplish great and mighty things among us. For you did send your word and heal them, heal from sin and sickness and disease, loose from the devil's hold, and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Verse number 10 says, And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. I want to borrow that where it said, An hand touched me, which set me upon my knees. Daniel had this great vision. He sees it, and when he goes to consider it, he gets weak. There are things that heaven keeps from us, because if we would see them, we would all lose heart with life. Heaven keeps things sometimes veiled from us and just lets us go into them, because if we seen them coming, we would have no place to hide. Amen. You know, it's amazing to me that in the day that we're living with this glorious book that we have called the Bible, as much reading in it as we do, that we have yet to cry out to God for a touch that's going to set us right for this end time. I believe in the coming of the Lord, don't you? I don't want to cross your doctrine, but I probably will. I believe in the coming of the Lord. We can't keep it from happening. It's going to happen. Wanting it to or not wanting it to, it's too late. You can't pray and stop it now. We're already marching towards the end. We're walking towards the culmination of all of the prophecies. We're coming into the dovetail. We're coming into the end time. We're marching towards the end of things. When Daniel seen it, it made him weak. It just took all the life out of him. He ended up on his face without strength. Every one of us, if we could see like God could see, we'd everyone end up trembling here tonight. I mean, we'd our knees would knock for the horror of what's coming upon this world. We would. We'd literally come unjointed. We'd be like the Babylonian king when he saw the hand writing it on the wall. His knees smote. You know, God can take the strength out of you. If God wanted to tonight, he could do a mystery and a wonder among us that would every one of us would hit the floor. I mean, we'd all fall like dead men before him. Be none of us standing up and saying, I'm big man, or I'm able to do this, or I'm able to do that. We'd all fall like dead men before God. You see, if this kind of a vision that Daniel saw, the kind that
He had been praying about the end of his people, the kind that would show him what was going to happen. And when Daniel had seen it, he didn't know that it was going to be like that. He said, I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 4th and 20th day of the first month, he said, as I was by the side of the great river. Yes, my friend, time and time again, God would love to show us, but we couldn't take it. Which among us right now is strong enough to know our own end? Huh? Yet the Bible tells us that we are to number our days with wisdom. We are to count them up, the sum of them, and say, how much have I got left? How long will it be? How long shall it be before I stand before God? Amen. There are just a few days left in all of our lives. I don't care if you're just a new arrival in the earth. Just a few days and you'll be leaving here. And we that have passed that 40 mark, we know that our steps have turned downhill. We're coming downhill, down to the gate, down to the path that leads home. Never was a time when we need a touch of God. It's right now. We need it right now. I mean a genuine Holy Ghost, heaven sent, power of God touch. Changes our lifestyle. You see, this Bible tells us that God has touches like that for us. He asked the question here in the book of Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 2. Wherefore when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that I cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. The fish stinketh, because there's no water, and die for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness. I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waketh morning by morning. He waketh mine ear to hear as the learned. That's the touch you need. That's the touch I need. We need a touch that'll touch us to cause us to hear. Amen. We read this book, but we don't hear what it's saying. Great God, that's right. We fondle through this Bible and pick out scriptures, but we don't hear what this Bible says to us. If every one of us could hear what God says about where we're going and what's happening in our world tonight, every one of us would be packing up bags. We'd be cleaning up. We'd be washing up. We'd be prayed up. We'd be standing up. We'd be standing up waiting for God to come. Amen. You see, we don't answer the question, is God's hand shortened at all? Has God a shorter arm than he had in our mama's day or our daddy's day? Has God's arm shortened that he can't reach like he used to reach and give touches like he used to give? Has God altogether withered up? His power diminished? Is God out of the business of awakening people and touching people and learning people? Is God not got a touch like he used to have? Amen. 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 The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. Oh, look and learn. Look and learn. Somebody said, well, the Communist Party is falling apart. No. No, God's just shaking it. He's just going to shake it and reassemble it. Amen. Come on now. All of this, somebody said, well, you know, Gorbachev's got all the makings and he could be. It's not Gorbachev the church needs to be watching. It's the Lord from heaven whose hand said it before they had come. He said everything that can be shaken will be shaken. You watch it. America's been shaken. Russia's been shaken. China's been shaken. Every nation under the globe's been shaken. And God's going to shake some more.
Amen. God's hand's not short. He can still reach. Amen. He can still disturb. He can still rearrange. He can still pull down. He can still exalt.
You see,
this hand is the hand of our God.
This handiwork that you're seeing is not because of man's maneuverability.
God said in the last day, I will shake the heaven. God said in the last days, I'll disrupt the nations and bring distress to them. God said in the last days, I'll hang sackcloth over the sun. God said in the last days, I'll turn the moon to blood. God said in the last days, I'll shake the stars from heaven.
What you see, my friend, is not an accident. What you're seeing is the hand of God that said, I would have learned you this a long time ago if you had had an ear to hear. You had been abreast, you'd have known, amen, what I was up to and what I'm doing. I tell you what, I'm not afraid of what's coming. I'm glad. I said, I'm glad my soul does rejoice. My redemption is near now than when I first believed. I said, I'm fixing to go home. I'm a fixing to meet my loved ones again. I'm a fixing to go in the resurrection. I said, I'm a fixing to go, for the hand of God shall awaken them to sleep. Oh, glory. How about somebody, will you raise your hands and shout glory? Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'm afraid. Don't be afraid. Rejoice. Somebody said, I don't know what's going on. You will. If you get the touch of God on your life, you will. Amen. You can walk through the dark if you want to. You can stagger from post to post. Amen. You can go down life's way uncertain, or you can take hold of the unchanging hand of God and know that He's going to lead you through. In this book of Isaiah said, I'll take them by their right hand. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a Heavenly Father who wants to take the church by His hand. Amen. And lead her out into a better land. Well, I'm a feeling Him breathe on me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible said, that touch set me upon my knees. If there ever was a touch this church needs, is a touch that'll not put it on its tiptoes, but put it back on its knees. We need a touch of God that says, Lord, teach me how to pray. Teach me how to prepare. Teach me how to get right. Teach me how to get clean. Teach me how to get perfect. Teach me how, Lord. If you're coming, and amen, and He is coming. I said, if He is coming and you know He is coming. I said, if He is coming and you know He is coming. Then we should be a people praying, oh God, set me right. The best place for the church to be at this time in history is on her knees with her heart saying, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Whew. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Don't you feel Him? Amen. I said, don't you feel Him? Yeah, glory to God. He asked them again in chapter 59 of Isaiah, verse 1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is His ear heavy, that it cannot hear. And then He gets down to the solution of the problem. You know, before the doctor writes out the prescription, he's first got to diagnose the sickness. They have said, the Lord's changed. He's not doing like He used to do. The hand of the Lord don't work wonders like it used to. The days of miracles over. God don't give revival from
from his hand like you used to. But the Bible gives us first the diagnosis of the case. He said, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Did you hear me? If the hand of God's not reaching down into your life, you've got a problem on the inside. You've got a problem with iniquity. You've got a problem with sin. If God's hand isn't touching your life and you don't feel the touch of God, the problem, my friend, is not in the age you live. The problem, my friend, is your sins have separated you from God. You can't tiptoe around the world, hold hands with the world, act goofy like the world does, and expect to come to church and the hand of God touch your life. Amen. Amen. I said amen. You spend all the Lord's day goofing off and running around. Amen. And then come in and ask God, touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. I tell you what you need to do. You need to get those iniquities out of your life. You need to get those little things out of your life and say to the Lord, if I can do it 6 days a week, then there's a day that belongs to you. And that day is the day I want you to touch me. I need a brand new touch today. I said, I need a brand new touch for tomorrow. I need a brand new touch for next week. I need God to roll away my burdens and to give me a brand new touch from heaven tonight. Don't you? Lift your hands and ask God to do it to us. Lord, I need a touch. It's not your hand that can't reach me. It's that you won't just come through my sins to do it. Your hand's still as long as it ever was. When I cried out, oh God, forgive me of my sins, you know what? The Lord's hand touched me. He saved me from my sins. Amen. Can you say amen? How many's had God to touch you and save you? Lift your hand away. Don't be ashamed. God's touched you and saved you. My friend, let me tell you, if God was able to touch you in that sinful life you was living, if God was able to reach down into the gutter and find you among the slime of this world, if God took you with all your problems and just one touch of His hand solved the sin problem, let's all come back down to the altar again and say, God, it's me again, Lord. I need a brand new touch. I'm going to come down like I did the first time I came. I'm coming repenting of my sins. I'm coming repenting of my waywardness. I'm coming repenting of my awfulness. I'm coming, Lord, and asking you, touch me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What your said, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear. Listen, don't you let the devil make you stupid. I said, don't you let him make you a dunce. Don't you wear the devil's dunce hat. Amen. He'll set it on your head and laugh you clear to hell. He'll tell you you can sin and God will still hear. And the Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, He will not hear me. Amen. You cannot sin and keep fellowship with God. If that sin remains unrepented of, you stop right there. You're not going on with God and God's not going on with you. Help me preach now. You know it's right. Amen. Sin is one thing God will not go over the top of to get you. But if you will bow down and confess that sin and forsake that sin, God will reach down in the middle of your mess and pluck you out of that sewer. Amen. Put your feet back on the rock. Establish your going. Wash you whiter than snow. I said, wash you whiter than snow. Glory to God. My, 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 my. What a wonderful mercy, who would come down to a wretch like me and wash away my sins and make me new, completely new, absolutely new again.
That's all right. You don't have to help me preach. The preacher's already here. Amen. Chapter 11, verse 11 said, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people." He shall set his hand again the second time. Amen. There's one more time. The Lord's going to come by your life. Amen. I'm going to wind this thing down, but I want you to know the reason I'm preaching on this is because somebody's here tonight that needs God to set His hand the second time to recover them. It's been a while since your soul has felt peace. It's been a while since your soul has felt joy. Amen. You've let things come between you and your God until you've lost the touch of God on your life. Amen. Amen. Come on now. Help me preach. Amen. But there is a God here tonight whose Spirit is working among us, who has set His hand the second time to recover. Now you remember the old song, when He reached down His hand for me? Come on now. Help me now. When He reached down His hand for me, when He reached way down for me, when He reached way down, He kept reaching down until His hand reached me. Amen. He set His mind to do it. You can't move your arm and your hand without the mind telling. God's mind was upon you. God's love was set upon you. And God was reaching down to lift you up. Amen. He touched you and changed your life. But somehow in some way, you've let your life get out of jelter with God. You don't all right anymore. The Lord says, "Gee and you haul." He says, "Whoa and you get up." What you need is a second touch of God. You need a touch, my friend, that'll recover you from the snare of the devil.
Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Set your hand, Lord. Set your hand the second time. Set it, God. Get a hold of me. Amen. Amen. Come on now. Amen. There's some of you I wouldn't try to pull up because I'm not strong enough. But you see, God's going to set His hand. He's going to take a hold of His omnipotence, and He's going to reach over the banister of heaven with mercy and grace. God's going to hold on with omnipotence to the power which no man can achieve, a power that knows no limit, a power that knows no failure. And God with His omnipotence is going to reach over the banister of heaven with His arm of grace and mercy. And God's going to touch you, and with His power He's going to pull you out. Oh, great God of heaven, I tell you, my friend, if there ever was a time you need to get your head up out of the sand and say, "God, that's me. That's me. I need that touch, and I need it tonight."
Set your hand, Lord, a second time to recover your people. If He does it this time, are you going to keep in step? If He does it this time, you're going to keep in step? If He does it this time, are you going to keep in step? How many times does He have to set Himself to deliver you? How many times does He have to light your fire just to watch you let it go out? How many times does He have to shine a light on your path just to watch you take a side road? How many times does He have to whisper His will into your ear for you to question and doubt it and sit down and pout about it? Help me preach. Some of you haven't had the hand of God on your life for such a long time that you've about lost your dance.
You haven't had the hand of God on your life for such a long time. You forgot how to rejoice. Amen. Help me now. You're settling down like a man stuck in the quagmire of quicksand, sinking slowly and slowly into a pool that's pulling you down, down and down and down and down. And you said to God, I'm going to do better. You said to God, here's my whole heart. And then you take it back. You say to God, here I am, Lord, use me. And then you won't move. Amen. You said to the Lord, I'm going to do better. But yet you find yourself right back to the same old position, right back in the same old stupor, right back fighting the same old battles, right back to the same old work grind, right back to the same old schedule that ignores God and ignores the warning and goes right on, headed for eternity, closer to Him we've ever been in our life, and asleep and drifting towards the precipice of eternity. Lord, set your hand a second time and deliver me. Deliver me. Hallelujah. How long will it be before you're discontent with your drifting? How long will it be before you get so hungry that you'll say, Lord, at any price, I want that blessing. At any price, I want that hand on my life. Amen. Come on now. How long will it be before you say, God, I can't live without preaching. I can't live without worshiping. I can't live without singing. Oh, God, set your hand a second time. Put the song back in my heart. Put the leap back in my feet. Put the joy back in my soul. Oh, God, set your hand a second time. Set me upon my feet, Lord. Help me to hear with a learned ear. Help me to know where I'm at and where I'm going. Help me to see what this is doing to me. And help me to run, that I may fall into the hands of God. How long will it be before you get so hungry that nothing can keep you from the blessing? How long will it be before you just say, Lord, if you don't bless me and give me children, I will die? Set your hand, Lord, a second time. Set me, Lord. Get me out of this, Lord. Put me back on my feet. I've got to preach. Put my heart back in synchronism with your will. Synchronize my life, Lord, until my steps are counted as the steps of the righteous. Open my eyes, Lord, that I won't look at what's going on so low, that I'll lift my sight and look up higher. When I'll ask the questions, Lord, they'll be for time and eternity. Now you're getting quiet. But let me tell you, if God don't touch your life, you're going to find out trouble and heartache like you've never seen before. You say, Brother Benny, you say that a lot, and the Holy Ghost says that a lot. Where do you think we stand? Where do you think we stand? The Gentile sun is sinking low. A few more days and we have got to be moved off of the stage of time. A few more days and God will gather all nations against Israel. And one of those nations that will march to the beat of that drum will be America. All nations includes America. Amen. It didn't say all except one. It said all nations shall be gathered together against Israel. Where do you think we stand when the Holy Ghost speaks of saying, I see in your life sorrow and heartaches like you've never known? His hand is set to deliver you before you ever go into it. The Bible calls it a time of sorrow. How can you weep and how can you rejoice in a time of sorrow? Where will the bridegroom and the bridemaid be in the time of sorrow? They'll not come out of their closet with dancing and rejoicing. Amen. There'll be a time when her loins will be wrapped for weeping, and Rachel shall lament again the loss of her children. What will it be, my friend, when God sets His hands against the nations and will not deliver? There'll be a day when God will say, that's it. Their cups are full and they must pay.
What will it be if you don't get ready for this second set of God's hand? He's setting His hand to deliver. Are you going to flee to the hand of God? Are you going to flee to God's hand and say, "Oh God, that's what I need. I need Your hand back on my life. I've been arguing and quarreling and fussing and fighting, and the reason I am is because Your hand's not on my life like it was. I'm not getting along like I used to. I'm not in..." Why? Because your hand's not on the life. Amen. When the hand of God begins to be lifted off of your life, you will find yourself going out away from God. Help me preach. The reason you are having problems tonight is because you've tried everything but that touch of God. You can't make it without that touch. Oh, you may have more now than you've ever had in your life, but you ain't going to make it without that touch. There ain't going to be nobody going that resurrection without His handprint on their life. You had better know it. God's fingerprints are going to have to be all over your heart before you get out of here. Amen. And if you think you can just run in and out and just have a ball with life, you're going to find out that your ball is going to be turned into a misery. Amen. Help me preach, will you? The Lord will set His hand the second time to recover you. And there may not be another time of recovery for you. Amen. I've had a continual groaning in my soul ever since the Sunday morning. I've groaned and asked God, "Lord, keep Anthony in the palm of Your hand. Keep him in Your hand, Lord. At all costs, keep him in Your hand. Don't let that boy get no silly notions about getting out from under Your touch. Don't let nobody entice him. Don't let nobody whisper foolish things in his ear to get him out from under Your control." Help me preach. But not only him, I've watched some of you, and I've pleaded the same cause. Because if you don't get back into the hand of God where He controls your life, one of these days you're going to say, "Lord, touch me," and His hand's not going to be there. You're going to say, "Lord, catch me," and His hand's not going to be there. You're going to find yourself in a situation that demands God's hand on your life. And to discover that He's not there will be the greatest sorrow of your heart. How many knows what it feels like to have God's hand on your life? Would you raise your hands up real high and hold them? You know what it feels like to have God's hand on your life. Can you answer this question? How would it feel mentally to know it's never going to be back? How would it feel to know I'll never have His touch on my life again? Is the hand of God shortened that He cannot touch? The answer is no, Lord. Then, Lord, what's my problem? Something has separated You. Something has separated You from His hand. Something can move you out of His hand. Will you let it happen?
Yes, it's getting quiet, but that's just exactly where the Holy Ghost wants it to get. Right down to the fine tuning of the string. Now listen. I went to Bond last night and preached to them the tragedy of not knowing. People sitting here heard me preach to them the tragedy of not knowing. Not knowing when that touch leaves your life. Not knowing where God's at and what God's doing. The tragedy of not knowing. Now I've come back tonight to preach to my own church. You need that second touch of God more now than you've ever needed it. If you don't get a hold of that second touch, that first, it's not going to be sufficient. You've got to get that touch that sends you on into God. Amen. You need a revitalizing touch that says, Lord, fix my heart so I can go on. I'm at a standstill. I'm not progressing. I'm not doing it, Lord. I'm not getting a hold of it. It's not getting a hold of me. I need another touch, Lord, that puts me on my feet and puts me on my way. I need another touch, Lord, that sets the fire burning on my heart again. I need another touch, Lord. If I don't get that touch, I'm going to stop right here in my tracks and maybe end up lost. Tell you what backsliding is? Can I tell you what backsliding is? It's stopping. Just stop. You'll go back. It may take you a while, but you'll go back. Just stop and not have a desire to go on any further. You already are backsliding in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set His hand again the second time to recover the remnant of His people. Oh, we need that touch. How we need it. After Daniel was touched, he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. It's better to stand up shaky than to lay down and quit. Amen. Tonight we're going to ask the Holy Ghost to minister to you. By the grace of God, after preaching to you, I'm going to ask the Lord not only to use the gift of tongues, but I'm going to ask Him to use somebody else to speak to you. Sometimes I think you think, oh, He just preached that and then He just said that. But we'll see tonight if I'm on the main line or not. We'll see tonight if this is really the Holy Ghost that's breathing on my soul, or if it's just Benny Sutherland preaching. I'm ready to put this message to the test. Amen. Amen. And if I'm not greatly mistaken, if this is the Spirit of God that's speaking to me, there's somebody here tonight that better get up here and say, God, that's me. I need that second touch. I need You to sit Your hand and hold on to me until my feet are standing again on the solid rock. I may stand there trembling for a lack of strength, but if You'll just hold my hand long enough, I'll get my footing and get my strength, and I'll get up from here and go on to do Your will. Now bow your heads with me. Father, I stand before Your great and mighty people. Now I'm not here to browbeat, nor condemn, nor convict. That's Your job. I'm only here to preach. That's what You sent me to do. Father, I ask You now to stand by me. As You promised me years ago, Lord, that You would. You said You'd cause me to stand even firmer. And that You would stand by me like You stood by Paul. Now, Lord, I come in this day when I need You to stand by me. I need you, Lord, to confirm these words that I've spoken. There's people here that you've directed here tonight for this message, that you may speak to them and tell them again, I'm ready the second time to give you a touch.